but followed by, I'm sorry, the Janner. Jan? Followed by Jan's wife.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to speak to you. My name is Kevin Swigert. I live just west of Haley. I am a fifth generation Idahoan. My family came here from, came to the Chalice area in the Wood River Valley after the First Civil War. Not from the Confederacy, I'm a dad. We came to Denmark. My great uncle was the first game warden in Stanley. He built the little cabin that forest was in office for years. I've also been, had the pleasure of traveling all over the world. I've seen a lot of things. I've been everywhere from Lapland to Tierra del Fuego and Everest to the Amazon. And I've always been fascinated by so-called primitive cultures and how they deal with their environment and how they manage things. And they do some amazing things. They all keep it pretty simple. I guess my main comment here is it's kind of a stark contrast between that sort of primitive way of managing your environment compared to what I see in the state of Idaho in the last 20 years. And it's basically kind of broken my heart. Where we live right now, 6 years ago we had 60 bull elk that would winter on the south face of Kelly Mountain. Last winter we had two. This winter there's none. As we were leaving to come here this afternoon, there were four wolves sitting on the ridge right above our place. Now we've done a massive amount of mitigation to prevent wolves from killing our dogs, killing our horses. We built walls that are almost as big as this room just to keep our horses in at night. We no longer breed any colts because we're not going to feed them to the wolves. We own quite a few dogs, and for the most part, those dogs are there to protect everything else from the wolves. We spend a couple of hours a day, every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, dealing with the wolves in our little neck of the woods. And we live 7 miles from Haley. Now, we keep a very, very close track on a daily basis of what crosses south or west of our house and east of our house are two historical migration routes for deer and elk, going from Deer Creek, whole area, south to the Moonstone, Rock Creek area that winter. This year there was almost nothing. In fact, in the last 6 months I've counted six elk. And we saw them all one night on the pivot right below our house. I know that you guys are conscious of this concept, and you are kind of in a rock, between a rock and a hard place. But it kind of seems to me like the motivations for most of the regulations are either money or this somewhat pathetic attempt to placate radical environmentalism. And those people have absolutely no concept about compromise. It's their way or the highway. Now, the people of Idaho are hardworking, patient people. But I'm afraid that the people I talk to, and we make a point of talking to a lot of people, most of those people are too busy trying to keep their houses from getting repossessed to come to meetings like this and talk. They don't get heard very often. They're out there, and they're really fed up. And they're not going to tolerate any more of this. Deer and the elk driving down here, we saw a bunch of antelope right next to the freeway. And I was thinking to myself, well, that's probably about the last of them. There's a heritage in Idaho. And I don't know how many people have lived here all their life, but I've always been really proud.
really proud item. And right now, I can't stand this place. I can't stand what is going on with the management of our wildlife. There are more wolves right now in Idaho than there are elk. And every day there's more. And I think it's time that the people of Idaho stand up and the Commission of Fish and Game stands up and they do the right thing. And they stop placating the emotional ridiculousness on the part of wolf advocacy. That everything revolves around the predator. Everything revolves around what the wolf gets to do. That's not it. That's not balance. That isn't how it works. Two other little points about things that are actually on the agenda. I have a friend that I work with in Kansas who runs a clearinghouse, outfitters, so on. He's come to Idaho many times to hunt. He tells me that there's not a person that he knows, and he knows a lot of people. He's a former quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. Not a single person will come to Idaho to hunt. Because they don't want to pay to go camping. They can go to New Mexico, they can go to Colorado, or you know. So lowering the cost of an out-of-state tag is just an insult. It's just telegraphing the fact that we don't have any more animals. So why don't you just pay somebody to come here to go hunting? You'll probably get more people. And secondly, about sage grouse. There's two predators in the state of Idaho right now that are doing huge amounts of damage. There's wolves and there's ravens. I think you got to look really seriously at what ravens do in the springtime to sage grouse chicks, because it's devastating. And if you ever watch wolves, if you spend any time watching them, you'll always see the ravens around. That's all I have.